Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to conclude Siman Sadi Beis today. One more point in regards to ovens that we didn't touch on last time because it was late. Just as far as microwave ovens, a couple of Talmidim had asked me. So microwave ovens, it might be harder even to be makel according to Aruch HaShulchan. If you one is going to use the Heter of Aruch HaShulchan, that there's no problem with Zeya whatsoever. Because Zeya is only when it's a very circumscribed area, a tight area. So microwaves are quite a bit tighter than most ovens, although the Chevra told me that the Gruss ovens aren't that large either. But I think still, I just appreciate once upon a time there's only toaster ovens. So, although Midach Gisa, once upon a time you didn't have to cook at all. So. Either way, as far as microwave is concerned, so you could argue that even according to Aruch HaShulchan, there is room to be machmir. That would be problematic to cook open. Open being that if you would cook two foods simultaneously together, and even basar after chalav, so then in such a case as well, it could be that there's zeya on top, and when you have zeya that goes up from the, let's say you cook basar first. And then you do chalav, so then the zeya that coming up from the chalav is going to grab the zeya from the basar and fall back into the pot. Rav Miller just pointed out that it could be technically, it really depends. The process, of course, in cooking in microwave is a little bit different than how the process of cooking in ovens. There are foods that you can cook in a microwave extremely quickly. By moving around their molecules really fast. That's, of course, how the microwave works. It moves around the molecules within the food and creates heat, as opposed to bringing in heat from the outside. So if you have, there are some foods that if you cook very quickly, the walls will not get hot. The zeya won't, you know, it's just not enough time for the zeya to make its way up to the walls. So Miller pointed out that one, in most cases, have to be machmir in microwave, but for intellectual honesty, there are a couple of instances where the walls won't get hot enough to create the problem of zeya, and then we would have a heter. Rabbi Yosef had asked me about what happens if the zeya is not hot, but the walls are hot. So that's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. I said to him that the post can discuss it. So that's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, Shayatzeles Bezeya, Vim Eina Yatzeles Bezeya, Mutter Imlo Shakde Roseches, Bifne Atzma. So you're going to have a problem also, even if the Zeya itself is not hot, but the walls are hot, so then in such a case as well, then that will make the Zeya hot enough. And once it makes the Zeya hot enough, that's going to be a problem. Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, today, what we're going to be doing is Sif Tes. That's all the work that we have left for the week. So the Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Ner Shel Chelev. Now this is based on a Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Miller Shlita pointed out, and never really entirely internalized this. He said this Siman is a good example of this. It's just a very basic point about the structure of Shulchan Aruch. Generally, the way the Mechaber structures a Siman is he starts off with the Gemaras, then goes with the Shitas HaRishonim, and then later to the Minhagim. So that's what's happening over here. This is not a Gemara at all. Machlas also wasn't the Gemara, right? So in general, Lo Ala Adati, I never put two and two together. I always noticed that the Chumras were later on in the end of the Siman, but the reason for that is because you have the Chumras. The Maker the Dini start the Mechaber starts with the Gemaras, and then towards the end of the Siman, after he's gone through all the Gemaras and the Rishonim, then he quotes the Minhagim from the Rishonim. So that's what happens over here. We have one more Minhag, just like we had the Minhag or the Shita of the Rishon of the Tshuvas Harash. Now we have Trumas Hadashin. Ner Shel Chelev, also Ki Ner Shel Shava, Shenataf Menu Tipa Al Kli. So you have a Ner of Yisr Machol Sasuris. It's Chelev, it's fat. So, but was made like a wax candle that fell onto a kli, so then maybe the kli might be trafed because it was hot. Ein tzar kiyem greda. The only thing one needs is to scrape it off. Aval chelev mehutach cham shnofa menu tipa al kli tzar chagol. The difference between mehutach and asui ner kiner shel shava is mehutach is a liquefied fat. The Bra, interestingly, says in Sifkat Mem Gimel that in those days most of the candles were not the way we think of candles. In those days the candles were made out of a liquid base, not what we use, what's common, of a wax base. So the Reisha is talking about where there's a wax base of chelev, and the Seifa is talking about where it is a liquid base. What's the difference between the two? So the Shach explains in Sifkatan Lamiches, Perush ner shekorin kroizel shu dolek mechelev mehutach davroseach machmas ha'ur. The case of chelev mehutach is where that chelev, the base, think of oil candles today, is being heated up mamish from the fire itself. Aval chelev mehutach roseach bikter shenirsach bikter etzel ha'esh. So then he begins to talk about a slightly different case. However, when it comes to the case of the wax candle, so the Metzius seems to be, the Trumas Hadeshin is describing, that the wax heats up, and when the wax heats up, so then it sort of heats up itself, and that causes the wax to melt. So there is a difference between the heat that is generated by the candle itself, that in other words, the Trumas Hadeshin assumes that it was a lot hotter than when it heats up wax. And therefore, one could be more makel on wax than one can from a chelev mehutach. Now, there is a discussion in the poskim. I'll give you a maramachom. I didn't put it on the booklets because I didn't photocopy. We're not going to do it in detail. The Chazon Ish in Simin Tes, Sif Vav, discusses, you know, what exactly are we talking about when we say Hagala? What exactly was Mevushal? So we've got the Chelev Mehutach that drops off into a Kli. So does Hagala mean you have to do Hagala on the entire Kli? Does it mean that you have to do Klipa? So there is a lot of discussion amongst the Poskim, and there are many permutations of how to define the word Hagala here, and how to define the word Greda over here. What we are going to do is go not like the Chazon Ish and go like the Pashtus of most poskim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So you should note that the Chazon Ish has a different mahalach. The Oz V'Hadar does an excellent job of collecting all the shitos over here. But we're going to go the standard way that's learned in the Shulchan Aruch, the way Ramiller, Shlita taught it, and the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch itself. But you should know, for the record, there is this Chazon Ish that has a different mahalach. Okay. Yeah, there are some who say, most assume that there is no difference between the two. That might get involved with those permutations as well, if you want to differentiate between greda and greda. How are we going to define the word greda? The way we're going to define the word greda is to scrape off a lesser level of isur than one has to be concerned when it comes to the chelev mehutach. As we mentioned, it's not as hot. If you learn that Hagala means to do Hagala kol ha-kli, so then it's less than that, and probably less than Kedei Klipa. And certainly, if you learn that Hagala means that the Bishul over here was a Bishul Kedei Klipa, so then Greda is going to be even less than that. And Greira itself, in the poskim, generally means just to rub off the smallest filament possible, and that is going to be required. In contrast to Kedei Klipa, Klipa is considered more. Okay. Now, we mentioned that the Shach suggests that over here, it's really hot, the Chelev Mehutach, and he contrasts it to a different case. He continues and he goes on to say, Aval Chelev Mehutach Roseach B'Kedeira, Shenirsach B'Kedeira Eitzel HaHesh, Dai B'Greda. So the Shach differentiates between the case and where you have the flame, which is on the Chelev Mehutach itself, which is heating it up. It's not just that you have a wax and there's heat that's around the wax and the wax slowly gets hotter and the wax begins to melt. Here, the ore itself, notice the Lashon, this is the Lashon on both the Shach and the Taz, that the Roseach Machmas Ha'or, that's a very, very important term. The Taz also has that same term. That's Roseach from the ore itself. It's not that it's been generated by any other heat. In contrast, Shenirsech Bekdera, that something that's been heated up by Kdera, then Dai B'Greira, then it's enough to have Greira. Now the Shach immediately asks a question on himself. He says, wait a second, but here, this should be no less than Irui. It should be no less than Irui. So he says, but here it's Nifsak HaKiluach. Delo Chash of Irui, it's not considered Irui. Kivan de Pasak HaKiluach. Since it was Nifsak HaKiluach, Ukedele Il Siv Zayin. And like we learned in Siv Zayin, that one could be Mekel in that particular case. And therefore, Mikur Dedina, it's not Mevashel. And all you need is just to scrape off the Yisr, the Greda, just to get rid of the Yisr, but fundamentally there was no Bishel at all. What's he referring to when he says Ukedil Il Sif Zayin? So what he's referring to is the Ramah. The Ramah where he had a case of a Nishbach. Take a look at the Ramah. Vim Nishbach Chelev Oshar Isur Roseach Sif Zayin, the first Ramah. Al Gabi Karka. Vim Midolav Kder Chama. Imashe Nishbach Enu Eitzel Ha'esh. If you have something that was Nishbach Hasan Eitzel Ha'esh, Lo Havi Rak Klisheini, then it's considered Klisheini. Wait a second. It was Irui. So the answer is, if it's Irui Shinim Saka Kiluach, so then in such a case, we are Mako. Rabosai, there is, if someone has good Bikias, there is a technical question about the Shachso Shita that one could ask. And what is that good Bikias?
Yes.
What? Shachset Irui is Klishan. He says, but over here we're talking about Snif Saka Kiluach. Well, by the way, Irui, the Shach says that Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. That's how we pass through. That Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. The answer is in that same... Yeah?
No, I was going to say the Kasha and
the Teretz. The Kasha and the Teretz? Let's start with the Kasha.
The Shach holds that even if Sarkulo is still Mavliya.
Exactly. The Shach in Simin Kuf Hey asks the Dov Mervava in Sivkot and Yud Beis Va'ayin Simin Kuf Hey. What's the Dagum Ravava referring to? We learned a Shach already that says that even though Mi'ikur Dedina, we hold that Irish Nivsakakiluach is not Mevashel, but he says there's we have a minute, Lahachmer, that's Mevashel Kadei Klipa. So the Dagum Ravava is bothered that the Shach is Soser himself. The Shach had arrived from Siv Zayin. Either Shach had arrived from Siv Zayin. From Siv Zayin, we said that if it rolls along, it's going to be mutter. So, Binyamin, tell me if this is what you meant to answer. The Dr. Mervava says, "Dishani shon shenizchal al gabe akira v'gam nifsak akiluach." Over there, you have a tarta l'tevusa. Two things l'tevusa being lahatir. Number one is that it was running along. It was shenizchal al gabe akira. So it's been running along a surface. The case that will come up often is if it's running along a counter. So then in such a case, then we have more reason to be makel. In contrast to this case, we're in a chanami. It's not considered mevushal al yidei or mamish. And therefore you're not going to be machmir to say that it needs hagala on everything. But at the same time, why would you not say that that at least it's mevashal Kedei Klipa, and Siv Zayin is different because not only is it Nifsak HaKiluach, but never, it's also Nizchal HaGavi HaKira, so it shouldn't be better than the case in Simin Kufei. That's what the Dagmar Mervava rejects the Shach's Mahalach. Tov. That's what you were going to want to say. You want to give a different Teretz?
No, but
the Dagmar Mervava's Teretz is better.
yeah, go ahead. The Metzius question, who's defining the difference between Rehuta and the first case, and in this case, the other case?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, what's the idea?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like we think of?
Yeah, it's similar to what we. The Shach's first case is like a wax candle. That's the first, the Shulchan Aruch's first case.
Okay.
You were talking in the Shulchan Aruch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The that he's talking about that type of candle.
Instead of wax, you have fat as the wax.
Right. In other words, it's not wax, but it's fat. But it's exactly like a wax candle,
right,
where the fat has been turned into wax. And then the case of chelev mehutach is it's liquefied chelev. The chelev has been liquefied, and the way in which the chelev would fall off is only if the chelev itself was being heated by the fire itself.
So where is the fire?
The fire is right above the chelev. It's inside. Exactly. Exactly. Correct. Correct.
And in the case of the shach is.
And then the Shach brings up a third case where the Shach says you have chelim mehutach roseach, but it's not cooked up by the flame itself. It's sitting next to a hot pot, and that causes the chelim mehutach to drip. That's the third case of the shah. Yeah?
Is there like a reason the shah can't be broken in the case? That, I mean, he was already finished that he said it's nifsak akula in this case, so could he just be broken in the case?
That one.
That it's also where it goes on gabe.
Oh, you want to say? The answer is the lashon of the mechaber. The lashon of mechaber is and the Trumas Hadeshen shenotaf mena tipa al kli. The words that are being used is you sound like you have a drop. That sounds like it's a drop, and it's not dedicated. It's something that's running along. Okay, so that is how the Shach seems to be learning the sugya, and the Taz seems to learn the sugya that way as well. But we have this bomb kasha on the Shach. Now, this bomb kasha is quoted by the Sif Seidas in Sif Katan Lamed Ches. That's, of course, the Prima Gadim. If you look in the first six lines, it's the kasha exactly as we asked. Not only the Dogam Ravava, but the Prima Gadim as well asks it. But the Prima Gadim gives the Teretz. Prima Gadim says, V'tochen terutzo shal Minchas Yaakov. He quotes the Teretz first of the Minchas Yaakov. D'yesh l'chalik b'machol nifsak mavliya k'dei klipa. Ubekli emavliya k'dei klipa rak reida. He has a very interesting teretz. The Minchas Yaakov's chiluk is it depends on what we're talking about in the chumra of the shach. The shach's chumra was only if you had nifsak akiluach onto an ochel. However, if it's onto a kli, so then in such a case we're not going to be machmer. So that's the answer that he quotes from the Minchas Yaakov. A very, very interesting teretz. There is another teretz to defend the shach, which could be found in the Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam in Sklal Nun Tesif Beis. Let's go through the whole Chochmas Adam. It's not too much. It's also important in terms of halacha l'maisa. The Chochmas Adam says the following: Hamaaretz in the booklet right after the Marils. In Sif Katan Beis Nun Tesif Beis Hamaarem Ikli Rishon. Al Michael, o al kli mevashel kidei klipa velo yoser. If you pour it's mevashel kidei klipa. Vafilu irish nifsek hakluach mavliya kidei klipa. So he goes with the shach that we saw that he says that it's mavliya kidei klipa, even if it's nifsek hakluach. Elo she'ena meaflitu mavliya b'pam echad, and that's what we saw previously as well. That if it's nifsek hakluach, it doesn't have the power to both be maflit and mavliya. Umikal makom, here comes the Chochmas Adam's interesting chiddush. Umikal makom tipa achas kivan shenifsak memekaymai eina roseach kol kach veeina oiser. What an interesting answer! Says the Chochmas Adam a very important kula. The Chochmas Adam says that even the shach would agree, and this would be the answer, that there's a difference between an irui that's nifsak akiluach and stam drops. So over here he says at the end of the day, shenot. What was the lashon of Shulchan Aruch? Shenatav mena tipa ala kli. It was just a tipa that falls off. So since it's a tipa and combined with the tevasa, the other maila that we have, that's nifsak hakiluach, that would be enough to be matir. He quotes then the Minchas Yaakov and others in the parentheses, and he concludes. But that is ultimately his teretz. He says you don't even need the Minchas Yaakov's teretz. He concludes the parentheses. He says, so if you take a look there, it's a great raya. We will get to this shortly, the Tzadi Gimel. We'll see that if you take a look in the Shach, you'll see that Tipa Achas is going to be enough to be matir. Hence, we have the teretz of the Chochmas Adam. So two terutzim in the difficult shach. One teretz is to say that there's a chiluk between kli versus ochel, and the other is to be mechalik between tipa and other items. Both of those terutzim are very good terutzim. Rabbi Kiva Eger has an entirely different approach. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sif Katan Chav Beis has a new way of reading the Shulchan Aruch. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, "B'trumas hadeshem mavur sifkat and chavdeis. B'trumas hadeshem mavur hatam decham al kolpanim kmo irui shelo nifsek hakiluach. Vahainu de svir leka poskim de iru shlo nifsaka kiluach osa bekulo kmo kli rishon. Rabbi Akiva Eger claims that Trumas Hadeshen is a big machmir, and the Shulchan Aruch is quoting this big chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen holds that there's no difference between Irui Shenifsaka Kiluach and Eino Nifsaka Kiluach. And therefore, he holds that you're going to need to be Magil, the whole thing. The one advantage of Rabbi Akiva Eger is that it makes sense the Lashon of Hagolah doesn't say to be Magil Kedei Klipa. You have to be Magil, the whole thing. Ukinir Lishon Sham, the Kasa Tchila, the Binataf Tipa, Mahani Greda Shnifsaka Kiluach. Vim greidu makum klipa kamosh kasav shach. Mashma, de belo nifsaka kikluach lo mahani klipa. And he holds that if it's, let me restate something I said before, that the Trumas Hadeshen holds that Iru is going to be mevashel legamri. And therefore, if it's not nifsaka kikluach, then lo mahani klipa, then in such a case, then klipa is not going to be enough. Vim kein, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says, that la halacha lidi dun. The kaimelon the iru shalom nifsaka kiluach mehani gam ken klipa. Yet you hold that all you need is klipa. Yeshlomer hu adin hacha mehani klipa. So over here in this case, all you're going to need is a klipa. So Rabbi Akiva Eger's take is as follows. Rabbi Akiva Eger's take is that here what we're following is the shita that holds that iru you have to be machmir, and Rabbi Akiva Eger says you're going to have to be machmir to be magil the whole thing. And the only time we'll be makil to do greda of a klipa is in a case of where we have ner shel shava, chelev of ner shel shava, where it's a wax, where it's not so hot. But then Rabbi Akiva Eger himself is pointing out that this whole shita is shelo keilchasa, because we pass through that irui is not mevashel kedei kulo, even if it's irui shelo nifsak hakiluach. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, everything has to be moved over here. The case of Muhuta Cham has a din be Mevashel Kula. The case of the Shaiva is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And the term Greda means, is essentially works as synonymously as Kedei Klipa, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. And I mentioned that there are different shitas of how to read the word Hagolah and Greda. So what we have at the end of the day is that most of the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch, Taz and Shach, and Dog and Mervava, all understand that Hagol is going to need to be Klipa, and Greda is just a little bit, and then we just have to give a couple of answers so everything works according to Halacha. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, this Si'if is from left field. This Si'if has nothing to do with everything it's inconsistent with everything we've learned up until now. Nevertheless, you have a good, it fits into the words. Hagol is Hagolah, and Rabbi Akiva Eger is mechadish that greda would mean taking kedei klipa. What, of course, is very difficult to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Most poskim don't assume this la'alacha is that what Rabbi Akiva Eger has done is he's made one sif in Shulchan Aruch almost entirely inconsistent with every other sif that we've learned in regards to Iruiz. That's a tzarech iyun gadol that the mechaber. It is true. It's at the end of the siman, but at the end of the day, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's mahalach, as you saw from the Chochmas Sadam. The minhag haposkim is to assume like the Taz and the Shach are assuming, and you have to use your thumb a little bit to answer the Shach, but it's not too difficult. You either go with the Chachmas Sadam or you go with the Minchas Yaakov, and that is the minhag haposkim, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Yeah?
But it then come out that there's no difference between, like Lamaisa, there's no difference between what Rabbi Akiva Eger says we would hold and the way everyone else interpreted it? Because he's saying that this is really, the Lashon is really something that we don't hold of. Like, but if we would apply it to what we hold of, then it would just be the same as...
Yeah, correct. No. What's difficult, in a chanami, is that there's no big nafkamina lahalacha, except if you have someone who wants to be machmir for shita and shulchan aruch. If you're going to be machmir for the shita, in other words, it might change everything. You'll have to say everything we learned was din b'dieven, and this is a din l'chatchila, or something like that. So then, that's why I think that Rabbi Akiva Eger is not within the general consensus of Pesach. Okay, this Be'ezer Hashem was Siftes. There is a famous Taz over here that is important both in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav as well as in Hilchos Shabbos. The Taz in Sifkot and Lamed, after he learns basically similarly to the Shach and the Gra, in terms of the case of Chelev Mehutach, he then begins and says, Kosov B'Maharil. He this was the best place for the Tazfel to discuss a sheet of the Maril in regards to a ladle. The question in regards to a ladle is the following. Now that we're discussing what is Mevashel and what is not, so is a ladle Mevashel as well like a Kli Rishon or not? Now we're going to see that the Poskim already jumped to the Mishnah Berurah that I photocopied as a way of introduction, as a way of framing things. This was not in the booklet. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Pei Zayin. At the end of Sif Katan Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah discusses a big hak in Hilchos Bishul, and that is, how do you look at a ladle? Well, a ladle, essentially, there are two instances that we have a shaila of how to look at a ladle. One is a ladle that has been stuck into a supat. We'll discuss shortly a supat that's ala esh and a supat that's shalo ala esh. It was stuck into a supat and then immediately taken out to serve the food. And then sometimes you have a ladle. Another case is a ladle where it's sitting in the supat. So we're going to deal with both of those instances in regards to both Yaradea and in Hilchos Shabbos. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says that the Maharil wrote the following. Kosav Maharil, Vahamagil al yidei irui, Sheshofei haroschin al akli lahagilo, Yizoyer sheshofchin amayim haroschin dafka min akli. So now that we've got through saying that irui could be mavashel, and let's say you're doing hagolah on a kli that only has a problem kidei klipa. So then, if it was mavushal yidei klipa, so then you could be magal yidei klipa. What would it mean to be magal yidei klipa? You would take the kli rishon that was me'ala esh, and then you would pour it onto that other kli. Boom, that would be enough. So says the Maril, dafkim nakli shebishlabo. There was a big temptation in those days to take another kli. It was hard to move the kli ozalaish. But don't take another kli and just simply draw it out quickly and throw into the other one, because that's already considered a kli shame. The Maharil goes on. By the way, the whole Maharil, the whole text of the Maharil, plus other Maharils, are in your booklet. It's the first page. And then the Taz says, Midvarim Elu, Mashma. The Taz is about three or four lines in. She'im shoe mikli rishon v'hotzi broschim mikri achaklach kli sheni. V'yesh bodin kli sheni. From the Maharil, it seems that he's assuming that the ladle is a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Rishon. This is a classic moment in Halacha where every Chumrah can become a Kula and every Kula can become a Chumrah. So the question is, how do you look at a ladle? That's the question. So, do you say a ladle is a Kli Rishon or do you say the ladle is a Kli Sheni? Alright, so fine. If we're talking about Hagolah, if you say that it's considered a Kli Rishon, so then that means that you could do Hagolah in it. Good, very good. But if you say that's a Kli Rishon, so then, when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos, so now, you can't use a ladle. Right? The Chumrah of Hilchos Shabbos is a Kula in Hilchos Hagolah, and vice versa as well. If you say it's considered a Kli Sheni, then you can't do Hagolah in it. Okay, so you can't do Hagolah in it. But that means that you could use on Shabbos. Okay. So that's the basic, classic moment where every Chumra becomes a Kula and every Kula becomes a Chumra. So Zokte Eile Gitaz Midvarim Eilu Mashma Hashem Kov Shod Mikli Rishon V'Hotzi Ros Chimikra Achakak Kli Shen V'Yesh Badin Kli Shen. So Taz is going to not like this Heter. This is going to be, the Taz says, this is going to be the Shita of the Maril, and the Taz is going to be this Shita. And the Taz says he's got Beferish Gemaras that a ladle is considered a Kli Rishon. Okay, so bottom line is that the Maharil is saying Kli Sheni, and the Taz is saying that's Kli Rishon. So says the Taz, V'tamisim yodal zeh. He says, first of all, he doesn't like it in Metzius. There are cases we're going to get to later on, Yaradeya. And then he has a brilliant raya from a famous story in the Gemara on Daf Mem Amabez and Masechta Shabbos. Va'od Raya. I would say it's about 10 lines into the Taz. Va'od Raya Miperek Kira. Da Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi. The Gemara there in the Sugya of Bishul says that Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi reported, Nechnas Diachar Rebbe Lemerchas B'Shabbos. Rebbe went to bathe on Shabbos. Va'amar Li Tuul B'Kli Sheni. And he wanted to heat up oil, and he said, put the oil into a Kli Sheni. Kadeshi Yismai Tachom. Because he didn't want to be mevashel the oil, so he said, put it into a Kli Sheni. So says the Taz brilliantly, notice the Lashon. He said to him, Tul b'Kli Sheni, put it into another Kli. Now, if you're taking water out of a merchatz, so then in such a case, then according to the Ma'aril, as the Taz presented him, the moment in which you put the ladle in to take it out, then you already got the Kli Sheni. His Lashon should have been Tul b'Kli. Why do you say b'Kli Sheni? The answer is because a ladle is a Kli Rishon, a Matzeket is a Kli Rishon, a Matzeket Yeshua didn't Kli Rishon. So if that's so, if the Matzeket is already going to be considered a Kli Rishon, so says the Taz, I'm right. It's a Beferish Gemara against the Ma'aril. Tov. This is a Machlokis Ledoros. How do you look at the ladle? How is the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? So let's take a look at the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. In Shin Yud Ches Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah is Meduyak in his Lashon. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. U'motar afilu mayatza ledespo. Avo. Sifkotan Pei Zayin, halfway through the Mishnah Berurah. Avalam shoev b'kli rikon, mito kli rishon. If you use a ladle, yesh omrim didino k'kli rishon, some say it's considered like kli rishon. Who is this yesh omrim, Rabbi Osai? Taz, by the way, the Nekudas HaKesef essentially agrees with this as well. The Shach is quite typical over here, where the Shach says, yeah, I wrote the same thing as him in my sefer, but at the end of the day, I have better rayas for it. That's what basically the great Shach said. The Mishnah, so it's both the Taz and the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef. U'befrat im mashakli reikon besocho hachemen l'risachoso vaday mikri kli rishon. The way most they say over in the yeshivas is that the Mishnah Berurah paskin that there's a safek in a ladle that didn't sit in the pot. Yesh safek b'matzeket shepashut rak hotziu et advarim aval lo nishar b'kli rishon. But then the kulei alma, if it sits in the pot, then everybody's will hold that as a din kli rishon. By the way, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah has kulos of a ladle. So since it's a safek, let's say everybody knows you're doing this for Hilchos Shabbos, right? You got to get this. You also need to know for smicha, right? That if you have the question of yesh afia achar bishul and yesh bishul achar afia. So there's a shaila whether you're allowed to put your challah into a kli rishon. Usually you don't have challah going into a kli rishon, but lu yitzir, that a person is putting his challah. So here, there are shitas who are mekel and shitas who are machner. So one of the psharas of the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Yud Ches says when it comes to a ladle, the ladle that didn't sit in the pot the whole time, since it's a safek, since the machlok is ma'ril and taz, so then you could be mekel because you have two sibos lahatir. Number one, it could be ein bishul achar afia, and number two, a ladle is not mevashel according to the ma'ril. That's what the Mishnah Berurah comes out somewhere else in Shin Yud Ches. So the Mishnah Berurah says a safek, but vaday, if it's been sitting inside, one would have to be machlok. I just have a ha'ara, which I think is an important ha'ara. The Taz, you got to go through the whole Taz to get to the bottom of the sugya. But basically, the Taz's whole deal starts with the Ma'aril, except he has a thesis in Avodah Zarah LaMegillah on the Beis that might be similar to the Ma'aril, but it's only B'Torah Safek. It's not exactly Ma'aril. And I think I have an important find. It's clear to me that the Taz did not have the Likutim of the Ma'aril. If you take a look in your booklet, you will see the Ma'aril that the the Taz quoted verbatim. That's in the Minhagim of the Ma'aril, Os Zayin. It's right at the beginning of the Sefer in the Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud edition. It's page Yutes and page Chaf. However, the Likutim of the Ma'aril, which I'm quite sure were found much after the Taz. I'm convinced the Taz did not have the Likutim of Ma'aril. In Os Kuf Beis, he says something quite different. Amar Ma'ari Segel. Everybody have it. It's the third page of the Ma'arils. Im Shoavim Mikli El Kli Rishon. Sheshovu Imam Mayim Kikli Rishon Lechol Dovar. Milvad Din Hagola. She'en Choshev Kli Rishon. Seems like the Taz made an assumption that about the Ma'aril, and he asked on a bunch of Gemaras against the Ma'aril, that the Ma'aril actually, Lanias Daiti, agrees with the Taz. And that he holds that a ladle has a Din Kli Rishon. If you look back in the first Ma'aril that the Taz did quote, he was only talking about Hagolas Kalim. He did not extend it to other issues in Yoredeya, and he did not extend it to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, but the Taz thought he did because he presented, he said that you can't be Magil in a ladle, Mashma, that he holds, that's not Kli Rishon. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to the world, in our century, the Likutim. In Likutim, he says, black and white, it's Dino Ke Kli Rishon Bechol Dovar, Milvad Din Hagola, except for Hagolas Kelim. So it would seem to me that I have to, first, the graph on the board is incorrect. It's not simply about that if you hold it's a Kli Rishon for this, and it's a Kli Sheni for that. This presentation of the Ma'aril is simply incorrect. This is not what the Ma'aril holds. The Ma'aril holds a Chumrah. The Ma'aril holds that you can't use a ladle for Hagola, but the Ma'aril says black and white as a Din Kli Rishon. And the Mishnah Brura probably did not have the Ma'aril in the Likutim. And therefore, I have to present to you, to be intellectually honest, the Chumrah. And that is that even though the world says over that the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef are Machmer and a ladle, but there are Kadmonim who are Mekel, there isn't a Ma'aril. The closest you'll have is Tosas in Avodah Zarah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and even there, you take a look, the Taz quotes the Tosas, it's not so clear at all. The Taz also then is asking on the Tosas. So at the end of the day, it would seem to me that one should be Machmir to consider the ladle a Kli Rishon, also in Hilchos Shabbos. I feel bad because I don't have a kula to balance out this Chumrah. This is just the Chumrah. But you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way it happens. So what come out is that, and I always went with the kula of, I have to say, I was always nota lahakel, because at the end of the day, Mishnah Brura was nota lahakel himself in cases of yeshafiach or bishul, etc., etc. All those tserufim lekula, it's not a ma'aril. So somebody will do some research to see if there is someone that the whole Taz is built on this ma'aril. If you look in the ma'aril itself, lechura that what comes out is a chumra. However, there is a big heter that I can give you, not within the ma'aril, but within Rav Nevensal Shlita's Torah. And it starts with a chazunish. Now, this chazunish is quite interesting. The chazunish in Yoredeya says one way, and in Or HaChaim, he says another way. And I quoted both chazunishes. This is a collector's item, because a chazunish is usually extremely, extremely consistent in his psakim, and this is a collector's item where the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim says that the only time you have to be machmer for a ladle is a Kli Rishon al Ha'esh. That's what he writes in Or HaChaim. But if you take it off, you could be Mekel. However, in Yoredeya, Simen Lamed Beis, he says one needs to be machmer. So there's a stira in Chazon Ish. Davar Nadir. Sheish stira b'Chazon Ish, mamash Nadir. I have an answer for the stira and the Chazon Ish. It's not important so much for Limud and Hilchos, the details in Yoredeya. It's a technical thing. And in one case, he's talking according to one Rishon, and in another case, he's going according to other Rishonim. Rav Neman Sal Shlita goes like the lenient opinion of the Chazon Ish. And that is this whole Chumrah of Ladle, both according to the Taz, as well as according to Maril. Any Shita you want to go with, all of these Chumras is only if it's Al Ha'esh. So therefore it has a Dinkli Rishon only Al Ha'esh. And the Memela, in an instance where a person is ladling out when the food is no longer Al Ha'esh, which is the way most people ladle out food, although not entirely, but the way most people ladle out food, so then in such a case, one could be Mako, and then you come back to all of the other kulas that we had earlier, Yesha Fiaka Bishal, then you'll have a kula on etc. Then you don't consider it Mamashu Kli Rishon. That will of course have nafkaminas as well in Kalea Bishal, that the food now that it goes into, if you consider it a Kli Sheni, so the food it goes into is now a Kli Shlishi. So how you calculate what the ladle is important not only if you're cooking in the ladle itself, but also in terms of the item that it goes into. It's just one piece of human interest, Torah interest. When I was discussing this with Rav Nevensal yesterday, so he asked me, what does the Shmir Shabbos say about a ladle on Kedera Shelo Agabe Eish? So normally he doesn't do that, and I asked him if he wants me to bring one for him to look, and we looked at the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa doesn't discuss it. It's not clear, which is why Renan-san wanted to look again, because he didn't remember exactly the Shmir Shabbos how he comes out. So if I'm not mistaken, you can look back. I looked in the edition that I'm used to. That's not the latest edition. So maybe the later edition has something a little bit more. But the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is vague. He wanted to make sure it wasn't so said the Psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman is Heter, not so said Psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman. At the end of the day, there's a stira in the Chazon Ish. So bottom line is that this is something that one can rely on. But to rely on the Ma'aril as a Heter, that's mamish erroneous based on the information that we have today. I did it. This is a record. We should do a Sif a day, and then we'll finish in 45 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Ladles referring to, before the Chazon Ish and Ramban Zal, ladles referring to any
kli
that you dip in, not
dafka ladle
itself, because
it's a different form. Yes, it wouldn't make a difference. As far as I know, it doesn't make a difference.
What's the reason? Where is it, when you pour, let's say, from one thing to another, we're assuming even if not Nusak Akiluah loses something, like why would what makes a ladle a kli rishon as opposed to...
As something else, right.
As opposed to, a cup that's it's poured, instead of dipping in, you pour it
right.
A centimeter, it's only a centimeter, not, you know.
So there are a few ways to be, Shmuel's pushing you, what's the basic svara? It's a fair question. There are a few ways to be magdir why a ladle, one could be makel on. That's basically your question, right? But shalom
agabe eish? I understand the taz, even before that, the taz is gemara. It's a great ride that a ladle would be.
And what's that svar?
What's the svar?
Leaving aside the details of that gemara, but what's the svar? Okay, so I think there are at least two ways one could be gores. This is now in the world of svara. It's not necessarily ma'akim in terms of halacha, but since you're asking me two ways. Number one, it's well known that Tosa says when it comes to vishal, we say the fanos makaros. So it could be that even if the ladle has only been in the soup for a moment, it's chalos shame of the fanos makaros, or even the mitzius of the fanos makaros has now been uprooted. That's one way of presenting it. The other way of presenting it is that simply the fact that it contracted the food when it was in the Kli Rishon itself, it makes it that the food never exited the Kli Rishon. So if you want to say Ian Shiurim on Bishul, that this might be conceptual material. As far as halacha, I don't think that there's, for us today, there might not be enough kamina. Maybe there are enough kaminas about those two svaras. Yeah?
In the Maral and the Likudim, why would there be a difference between Haggala and...
Oh, that was Rav Nevensal's question to me. Nevensal said to me, but he said, I hear, but he says, I don't understand the Maril at all. He says, why? He asked me Arya's question. At the end of the day, he said, why would there be a difference? Why would it be that you'd be machmir for Haggalah and not be makel for Shabbos? So I asked Rav Miller Shlita, and he answered very simply. And he said that the answer to that question is just purely a case of vagueness. In other words, a ladle is vague. So a ladle, you could cut it this way. You could look, we're playing with Dakas Nikasvaris now. Chaloy Shein, etc., etc. And for that matter, if you go with the Fanos Makaros, so that's also a question. Is it the Fanos Makaros? Is it not the Fanos Makaros? You know, they didn't have thermometers to be able to test when it's inside the soup, the heat of the walls, etc., etc. These are, it's not only dakistic and svara in halachic conceptual categories, it's very hard to define in mitzius as well, to really identify in terms of the mitzius, to test. That's the word I'm looking for. It's hard to test, to experiment. So therefore, particularly in the time of Chazal. So therefore, it went like this. When it came to Hagala, they said, we got to be choshish, that's already cooled down. When it came to Hilchos Shabbos, you have to be choshish, that it's... But the way it's presented in the Ma'aril is not that he views it as a suffix. He didn't view it as a suffix. He was machriya. He was machriya. Here you should be machmir, and here you should be mekel. If the Ma'aril, according to the way I'm saying it, if the Ma'aril are presented as one big suffix, so then you could be mitzarev to a suffix. But he didn't say it that way. And that's the way I learned. Now, I think Rav Nevensal was bothered. Rav Nevensal might say back to Rav Miller, he might say back to him at the end of the day, if that's the issue, so then it's really a suffix. So why did the Ma'aril present it as so cut and dry? Okay, yesh lefalto. Yeah.
Do any of the more recent post-game correct, quote-unquote, the Mishnah Berurah's
Pesach? Not that I looked around. That's why I think there's a collector's item.
There's a note, not like Rabbi Riviat or none of those.
I looked around a little, but not enough, because I'm learning Yoredei, not Hilchos Shabbos. Mirtz Hashem, maybe next year, we'll do Hilchos Shabbos.
They don't want to, they just go with Mishnah Berurah anyway.
No. I don't know if this is. I don't know if I call this sometimes when I'm learning with the Shana Bet boys, I make a big deal about it. I say this is Torah history. We're saying something that was never said before. I don't know if this is Torah history. In other words, well, I'll tell you. I didn't find this on my own. I don't know the Ma'arils of Likutim. The Oz V'Hadar made reference to it. So I'm just doing the math. That's all. I did the math. But the Oz V'Hadar already found it. So whether the Oz V'Hadar are the first people and it hasn't made its way to the Hilchos Shabbos Mechabrim and this is the first step of it, or it's already, people are quite aware of this and are amending the heter of the Mishnah Berurah, I'm too busy trying to figure out Simon Tzadi Dal, Simon Tzadi Gimel to Chesh B'Nah and Hilchos Shabbos. So Beinah Chanami, maybe we are making history, I don't know. Yeah. The beautiful thing about history is you don't know you've made history until many years later. That's the beautiful thing. And the moment you try to make history, then the odds are that you're not making history. Yeah, go ahead, Moshe.
Is this only if it's in there for a long time, according to the Ma'aril, or even if it's in there for a second?
The Ma'aril seems to me, well, the Ma'aril is. Doesn't differentiate between the two. Right. And clearly the way the Mishnah Berurah is setting it up is that it's the first second. And therefore, we'll come out according to the way we're presenting now is that there's no heter except for a possible suffix of Tosis in Avodah Zarah, but there's no Rishon black and white who's Mekel. And as Rabbi Yamin is pointing out, that's a little bit of a tzarachion, what will come out with the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah be a Right. So my understanding is that the Taz didn't have the Ma'aril in the Likudim. I would have read the Ma'aril the same way. Every Kula is a Chomer, every Chomer is a Kula.
I meant that the Taz read it's even
instant. Right. Correct. Nachon. That's where the Mishnah Berurah got what he said from. Nachon. Emes. Okay, Rabbi Osai, I think I've made a slight game change. I think we're going to continue just straight with Simon Sadi Gimel. For those who I... led astray, who started already Tzadi Dalet. Don't worry, we will get there. Be'ezer Hashem, but might as well go straight. There it's Tzadim Lekan Lekan. So then, go follow Maran HaMechaber. You don't lose. So we'll consider straight. We'll go as of now. So I changed my mind over Shabbos. It happens sometimes. But as of now, Mirtz Hashem, we'll go straight to Tzadi Dalet. Yeah, Yosef.
Maran does make the distinction between whether
and Lechomra. No?
Well, no, he says that it works if you leave it in there.
Right. That would be Lechumra and Hilchos Shabbos.
That's the same. Mara said that in the